Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show
with the Talkers Charts for the week of August 22nd to the 26th. Last week of August, the official overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, courtesy of the staff that listens to the radio programs and focuses on the radio station. So these are the top 10 stories, starting at number 10.
Right, number 10.
At number 10, Major League Baseball activity, including the NFL preseason.
Number 9.
The resignation of Steve Jobs at Apple.
Number 8.
East Coast earthquake this past week.
Number 7.
The new book by Dick Cheney.
Number 6.
What's going on in Iran?
Number 5.
Hurricane Irene.
Number 4.
The financial markets this week.
Number 3.
Violence in the Middle East.
Number 2.
What's going on in Libya?
Number 1.
It's the 2012 presidential race in the focus. And now we'll do the same thing with the people in the talkers list, starting at number 10.
Number 10.
Sarah Palin.
Number 9.
Steve Jobs.
Number 8.
Dick Cheney.
Number 7.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Number 6.
Muammar Gaddafi.
Number 5.
All the Republican candidates.
Number 4.
Except Ron Paul.
Number 3.
And Michelle Bachmann.
Number 2.
And Mitt Romney.
Number 1.
Barack Obama is number 1 in terms of people. So, Michael, pretty interesting list as usual. We have earthquakes, hurricanes, terrorism, all that sort of thing. And I was, as I was looking at this list, wondering if it wouldn't be prudent, as George Bush the father used to say, to just explain to people what happens, the strength of News Talk Radio during a crisis. I was thinking the other day during the earthquake that the ratings for not only WTOP, which is the news station in Washington, but the talk stations there, WMAL, et cetera, must have gone through the roof that day.
Yeah, people turn to radio and television when there's a crisis. Radio is the sterno of communications. Remember Sterno?
Sterno, isn't that the stuff he used to put under pots to keep them warm?
Yeah, I remember. I was first introduced to Sterno when I was a kid growing up on Long Island. We had a hurricane named Hazel.
Yeah.
And it came up through Long Island, and it was pretty scary, and all the electricity went out, and that's when I learned about Sterno. You light it, and you put it under pots, and it was an artificial form of light and heat. And radio is a tremendous service during crises, and we have these natural disasters. I mean, they're part of life. They're not unusual. We have floods. We have droughts. We have tornadoes, tsunamis, earthquakes, hurricanes, sunspots. Well, that actually interferes with radio.
Yes,
but
it does.
The fact of the matter is that these are media that we have to maintain as we enter into the age of cellular telephones, mobile phones, and the Internet, because they actually stand up to nature's fury better than the new media.
Mm-hmm. So under the circumstances, what do you think the better hosts who are controversial and political, how do they handle? Do they handle well their assignment to get off of the political wheel and just talk about current events and how to help people, whether it's the earthquake, the hurricane, the things that are not, I mean, even Libya, I suppose there's a certain amount of controversy there, so you can get that. But, I mean, some of them reach for global warming when they haven't got anything else to talk about with regard to the hurricane. But some just do their job basically as quasi-reporters, right?
Well, it all depends on why people are tuning into the radio. Football game, you don't want to suddenly have the announcer telling you about how to protect yourself when the hurricane comes. So if there are people that still want to hear about politics, even though there might be a flood going on. So one of the problems or one of the challenges that programmers and hosts face is integrating needs of the moment in with the ultimate reason of why people are listening to them. And you got to always remember that every host, every show, every channel is not the only host, show, and channel, that there are all news stations, there are places people can go to get information, and they also still want their entertainment or their specialty area of interest. Mm-hmm. There's no easy answer to your question, Doug.
Well, that's good. I don't like asking easy questions.
But you get what I mean.
I do.
I mean, it's like, you know, you can't, like, you can't suddenly have all hurricane all the time on every single channel, you know, and life stops because there are so many channels.
Yeah, that's right. You got to understand. And that, I think, is the problem, which is actually worth spending some time on. The duplication, the replication, if you will, in various what we call in the business day parts. When you listen around the dial, whether it's morning, midday, afternoon, evening, you hear so much of the same, even though it may be a different voice. Even the phraseology and the way they treat a particular issue is sometimes so similar, it's boring, isn't it?
Well, the follow the leader aspect in modern commercial media absolutely drives me crazy. Like, a perfect example of what I'm talking about is that if you go into any major city, and if they have two or three local television newscasts going on, say at 11 o'clock at night, or the morning news, the noon news that they have, you know, the local news center show, they will do the same exact local stories at exactly the same time. And you wonder, how did that happen? Of all the stories going on, why are they all doing the same exact stories at the same exact time? And this goes on all the time, everywhere. The news frequencies, the channels, the operations emulate each other out of total insecurity that they'll be out of step if they do a different story or they don't do the story at the moment.
You're going to miss something. All right. In a moment, we talk about different ways of your getting that sound that you're listening for. That is the new media. We talk about news talk, and we talk about that in relationship to radio. But there is the new media, and the new media is expanding. Michael every year hosts the new media seminar, the media seminar that's held in New York City, focusing on what's going on now in the media and in the future. But there's an interesting angle on that developing. We'll talk about it in a moment here as it affects the world of talk radio, conversation radio here on The Countdown.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. We've been through the top stories and named the people that are most discussed this week, according to the researchers at Talkers. So I want to spend a minute talking about the ways people hear these programs. We're still in the terrestrial radio business. That is, radio stations carry the bulk of what we are talking about, what we are presenting. But yet, there is satellite radio, Sirius and XM. There are various ways on the Internet you can hear this program, for example, at DougStephan.com. Download it, hear it live when it's presented, any number of ways. Then there are these new ways, the Pandora thing, and how they're going to expand into talk, so that if you're listening to, let's say, a so-called oldie station, and you have selected music and talk, this thing, this device, will give you a suggestion of a list of stations and, or I guess, programs that are compatible with the kind of music you're paying. Isn't that, it's fascinating stuff, Michael.
There's no question about it that the platforms that programming is coming to people on has changed. And it won't affect the nature of the programming that much, and it won't really affect the people that are the performers, except for as a matter of who they work for, where they get their paycheck. Right now, the terrestrial radio station is the basic unit of measurement as a model of how the business of radio operates. So the people that work in radio are concerned that the radio station sticks around for a while, but ultimately they'll figure out new ways of making a living at it using these other media, and it'll be the same thing, just brought in different ways to people through the Internet, through satellite, and through other creative channels that we haven't even thought of.
Yeah. It's a fascinating new world, though, it really is. But then we go back to the old world. I noticed that Bill O'Reilly is coming back to the radio to host a sort of town hall conversation with the candidates. You think there's going to be more of this sort of thing? Are we more involved and invested in the election, at least as far as talk radio is concerned, than ever before, do you think? We seem to be on to it earlier.
Well, the election is great material, especially for politically oriented news talk radio. So, yeah, but I mean, you say Bill O'Reilly's turning back to radio. What Bill O'Reilly's really doing is creating a package that will be a radio program that could be sold and marketed and made money. It's a special. They're creating a special event. And why not? As a matter of fact, there should be more special events on radio. Radio needs to be special. That's the key for terrestrial radio to continue to survive in this future in which it's going to be facing all kinds of competition. It's got to maintain the urgency and the specialness that right now comes out when there's a hurricane. They go, oh, look, people are turning to radio. Well, they should create reasons all the time without a hurricane for people to have to turn to radio. And that's sort of what O'Reilly's doing with that particular program.
Yeah. Well, he's a smart cookie. One wonders, though, as you look at this list of Republican candidates, if there's anybody there that really has the kind of steady interest that will keep us interested in all of this stuff, or will our ratings suffer? Time will tell as this thing unfolds, but we're still, what, a year and a half almost away from it. Michael Harrison here. Go ahead, Michael.
I think the election will always be interesting.
Yep, I agree with you. And we hope, keep our fingers crossed. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the insight sort of behind the scenes into the workings of News Talk Radio.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. From the situation in Libya, let's move on to the earthquake and the conversation still being held regarding that. Bill Line is from the National Park Service, and he talked to Dana Bash about the damage to the Washington Monument, which a lot of people have been concerned about.
The cracks in the Washington Monument, crack in the Washington Monument is at the very top of the monument, where everyone is familiar with where the stones narrow and go to the tip of the very top of the Washington Monument. The crack, which is about 4 inches in length, is on one of the sides of that area where it's narrow. In geometry, you'd call it a pyramidium. Four-sided triangular object. Anyway, that crack is there. The National Park Service has a structural engineering firm inside of the Washington Monument assessing the situation, gathering information. That structural engineering firm likely will need to return tomorrow and probably again on Friday in order to pull together and gather all the information that they need to gather. They will then write a report, at which point after that the National Park Service will assess the situation and begin repairs.
How do you repair something like this? I mean, do you work from the inside or from the outside? Any idea?
We don't know yet. We don't know the extent of the damage. We need more data. That's what the structural engineering firm is trying to provide for us.
I've been tweeting about this quite a bit, and a lot of people have actually sent me some tweets asking, well, how do they know these cracks weren't there before? How often is this monument looked at and checked? Do you know the answer to that?
Yes, it's inspected daily.
Every day?
And these cracks were not there until the earthquake happened. This crack, is a result of the earthquake or an act of Mother Nature.
So what is your biggest concern or the biggest concern right now?
The biggest concern is the visitor's safety. That is why the monument, Washington Monument, is closed and will remain closed indefinitely until all information can be gathered, until an assessment can be made as to what work needs to be done in terms of repair work, and then the repair work needs to be done itself. So in order to ensure the visitor's safety, the National Park Service will keep the Washington Monument closed and until a determination is made that we can reopen.
Isn't that kind of just a tad arrogant tone to him, or is that just me? The fellow from the National Park Service talking about the Washington Monument. 800, not that you want to have people in danger, that's not my suggestion. It just sounded a little edgy, you know what I mean? Here are hosts Chuck Custer and Kelly Lynch talking to a geologist named Chuck Verstraten about the differences between earthquakes on the West Coast and the ones that are more rare on the East Coast.
Now, this thing, the epicenter was in central Virginia, I guess, given all the fault lines and stuff, and you can explain it to us, that's not a surprising area for something to occur.
Not too surprising, but, of course, the East Coast anywhere is nothing like California mm-hmm. or Alaska.
So in Virginia, do you know what was the situation there, under the ground, and what actually happened?
Well, actually, where this earthquake happened was along a fault that was not previously known to exist. Faults are generally under the ground, and search for them, map them, but this is one that had never been found before, so it was very interesting in that way. Of course, what happens during an earthquake is that there's a lot of pressure on rocks, holding them together. Think of putting your hands together and pushing from side to side, yet you also push a little bit of pressure forward in one hand, back on the other hand, and the pressure from the sides keeps it from moving until finally there's enough pressure and your hands slip. And so it's essentially the same type of thing that happened under the ground. In this case, at about, 6 kilometers, 4 miles deep.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this new information, the fact that you found this this area that was previously unknown, is there anything that you guys, scientists, can do with that information?
Sure. Not here in New York, of course, but the United States Geological Survey and the Virginia Geological Survey will be looking into that for sure.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you know someone who's having a birthday this month? Don't let the date sneak up and catch you unprepared. Have ProFlowers send beautiful birthday flowers. They make flower deliveries easy and affordable. And get this incredible radio special. Yours right now. 100 stunning birthday blooms plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Play it smart. Go online to ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code HURRY. Why overpay at a florist when you can get huge savings on one full 100 stunning birthday blooms for just $19.99 at ProFlowers. They'll even throw in a free vase. With a deal like this, you can take care of all the important people in your life and schedule that special birthday delivery weeks in advance. But hurry, this $19.99 birthday deal won't last forever. And the only way to get it is to go to ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code HURRY. One more time, write it down. ProFlowers.com. Secret code HURRY. Got it? ProFlowers.com. Secret code HURRY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
So the second half hour of this hour, we focused already in this hour of the countdown on Libya and the earthquake. Now let's move to the presidential race and see what's happening there, what we can talk about, the various candidates and who's saying what about whom. 800-510-8255 if you'd care to come. We're getting a little fussier about phone calls because there's so much input from the very, very good job a lot of the radio stations are doing. Talking about this. So that's what we have here is a summary of what's going on News Talk Radio. That's what these programs are about. Let's see. Chris Jansing here interviewing Alex Wagner about Rick Perry's recent comparison of civil rights to corporate taxes.
Rick Perry has recently been receiving scrutiny for beliefs expressed in his 2010 political manifesto, but a comment about civil rights over this past weekend has managed to overshadow that book completely. Perry was in Rock Hill, South Carolina this past Saturday. He was asked a question about the significance of the civil rights movement and sit-ins. He gives this winding answer and then ends up comparing the civil rights struggle to Republicans' fight for corporate tax rates. Listen.
America's gone a long way from the standpoint of civil rights, and thank God we have. I mean, we've gone from a country that's made great strides in issues of civil rights. I think we all can be proud of that. And as we go forward, America needs to be about freedom. It needs to be about freedom from overtaxation, freedom from over-litigation, freedom from over-regulation. And Americans, regardless of what their cultural or ethnic background is, they need to know that they can come to America and you got a chance to have any dream come true because the economic climate is going to be improved.
So does Perry really believe African Americans' struggle for civil rights is comparable to the GOP's fight for lower taxes? Is this ignorance of this? He was asked about the Friendship 9 sit-in, so maybe right. He didn't know what that was, so maybe it's just ignorance of the civil rights. Is it complete insensitivity?
I do think it demonstrates a certain, if not profound, insensitivity to the struggle that minorities, the black experience in America, especially at this time. I mean, if we look at what's happened to minorities, if we look at the disparity between rich and poor, you know, the numbers from the census show that white Americans
Americans make on average 20 times more than black families, 18 times more than Hispanic. You know, one of the things Dr. King fought for was social and economic justice. For him to tie, you know, corporate tax rates to the civil rights movement, I think demonstrates a profound insensitivity to at least the struggle, if not the teachings.
And this is just the latest. I mean, when you look at this series of quotes from the book, some of which he's backing off on, you have to sit back as a political analyst and say, is he too far off even for the GOP?
Sure. And, you know, this is also not the first time Rick Perry has shot his mouth off. We have the stories about him wanting to kneecap Ben Bernanke. Rick Perry marches to the tune of his own, walks to the beat of his own drum. I think that there is a real concern on the part of the establishment GOP that he's not ready for prime time and that he's really got to walk back some of this rhetoric. This certainly doesn't do anything to improve that image.
His image with me is zero. How about with you? Many of you in Texas think he's the cat's you-know-what. So if that's the case, everybody's got a different... some people like vanilla, some people like chocolate, some people like strawberry, some people like banana. This guy's a little bananas from my perspective. 800-510-8255. Here is host Dan Kaplis talking to former Congressman Tom Tancredo, who says when he was running in the last election, Perry called him a racist.
Governor Perry called you a racist at some point?
That he did. Well, the way he... It was during the presidential campaign, and of course, I really had never, I still have never met the man, and had no contact with him really while I was campaigning, except that indeed he said at some event that you can be for secure borders, but you don't have to be a Tom Tancredo. And when asked to explain that, I mean, he certainly went on to suggest that my positions were so extreme as to make me a racist. And so that was the first time I ever came in, had any contact whatsoever. And we actually, when I say contact, what we did then, I did, is called his office, asked to talk to him. He would not talk to me. I asked to talk to his chief of staff. I got a call back from his press person. And I simply said, I'd like the governor to explain his comments because, you know, I'd like him, if he thinks I'm a racist, I'd like to know what I've ever said or done that would give him that impression and why he would make these public statements right. about me. And certainly, as I say, I've never met the man.
Right.
The chief of staff eventually did call back and said, essentially, we don't really care to have any conversation with you, and you know the governor essentially stands by what he said. And I said, well, I'd like to talk to the governor personally about this, and they would not allow me to do so. I never did get a chance to discuss it with him. So that was my first contact with him. And then really nothing happened subsequent to that. And he's certainly, you know, he has. It's not surprising, I don't think, that he has jumped so far ahead so quickly, because there are a lot of people looking for a candidate still,
right,
and
right.
hoping that somebody's going to come along that provides for them anyway all of the component parts of a candidate that can beat Barack Obama and be a good conservative in at the same time. And I certainly am looking for that candidate. It's my hope and desire to find somebody like
right.
that.
All right, Tom Tancredo. Again, inside the mind of Rick Perry, or what kind of a person is he really? He doesn't even sound like a nice person to me. He sounds like an arrogant you-know-what. 800-510-8255. But then watching his body language, you kind of get that from him if you've got any sort of sensitivity to that sort of thing. Here is talk host Mark Reardon with political commentator John Ziegler, who was a talk host in Los Angeles for a while. They talk about Ziegler's column regarding President Obama's secret weapon for his reelection.
The headline was Republican delusion is Obama's all-too-secret weapon. Let me just read the beginning here. It says, when exactly did the Republicans seemingly become so delusional? The first sign that the GOP base had left the gravitational pull of the rational earth in the Obama era was when professional blowhard Donald Trump shot to the top of the presidential polls on the strength of his bogus birth certificate crusade. Now, the reason that that resonated with me is because when that happened, I had all kinds of people calling saying, yeah, Trump's the guy. He's not even conservative.
Right.
So no, yeah, I want you to explain the rest of this, but I mean, you're right on target here.
Well, I'm glad that you agree, and so that makes two of us. Unfortunately, Mark, as I get into the details, and you asked a very important question, why don't people get it? Part of it is because I think a lot of people on our side just aren't paying as much attention as you and I are. We only speak to people who agree with us. We only watch Fox News. We only listen to talk radio. We don't understand that 60% of the rest of the American public, unfortunately, is seeing this through a very different prism. But I think this is a very important media element to this. My concern is that no one has an incentive to tell the truth that you and I are talking about. In fact, they have a financial disincentive to tell it because no one wants to offend any particular contingent of the conservative base. If you're a conservative media outlet or if you're somebody who is supportive of, let's say, Tea Party candidates, no one is going to say, look, Michelle Bachmann cannot win. Because if somebody like a Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or somebody of that nature comes out and says that, they're going to have a revolt in their own customer base. And Fox News Channel, I mean, it's amazing to me that Sarah Palin is being allowed to continue as a commentator on Fox News when Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum were suspended before they even announced presidential campaigns, when she's doing virtually everything to run her own campaign.
Yeah, well, she's got a new ad out in Iowa. She certainly sounds like a candidate, doesn't she?
Oh, I think she has, as I explained in the piece, as a professional Palin watcher for the last 3 years, I don't see how she has any choice but to run, Mark. I mean, her brand depends on it. And I explain in great detail in the article how I think her candidacy will be different than others. And in fact, I think she may end up being the last Tea Party star standing because of the way that she's going to run her campaign, which I'm not sure she even really wants to win. I think she wants to come in second so that she can maintain her brand into the future without being exposed. I mean, there's a new poll out by Rasmussen today that shows her losing to Obama at his lowest point ever by 17 points nationwide. And Rasmussen is a conservative pollster. So the bottom line reality of all this, Mark, is unfortunately, now that Tim Pawlenty has been eliminated, you know, he was the nice guy in the race, and now it seems like Rick Perry obviously couldn't be more of a clone of George W. Bush. How in the world you beat Obama with a guy who, by his own words, says the only difference between he and Bush is that Bush went to Yale and he went to Texas A&M.
All right, so there, that tells the story a little bit. There's a little stridency, John Ziegler, and there always is this business about, when you listen to some of these guys, they're conservative and trying to use that terminology when they really don't even know what conservative means. The term has become footballed and meaningless, in essence, other than people hang it on themselves. It's kind of like running around, everything Reagan is good, and anything that's not Reagan is not so good. In this circumstance, what it may be that he's right, and at least anybody that seems like, smells like, sounds like a George Bush is going to get walloped. And that is Perry, it seems, all over. Okay, so at any rate, there are some other things coming up. The hot sauce mom story in a minute, and then we'll try to find out what's going on, what talk folks are saying about Sarah Palin before the hour is over. It's 44 past the hour now on the countdown.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop.
It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." "That's not an important letter, I guess."
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
How many of you are following the case of this woman, Jessica Beegley is her name, found guilty of child abuse for forcing her children to ingest hot sauce as punishment? Here's legal analyst Andrea Canning talking to a reporter on ABC about the guilty verdict in this case.
What this is really doing is sending a big message about, you know, what she did. After the episode featuring Jessica Beegley aired, Dr. Phil viewers flooded the Anchorage Police Department with calls for action. Authorities got involved, and now nearly a year later, a jury of three men and three women have found Beegley guilty. Her attorney says she never would have been charged with child abuse if she hadn't reached out to Dr. Phil for help.
"What happens when you lie to me? You get hot sauce."
It's the controversial video that earned Jessica Beegley a spot on an episode of the Dr. Phil show called Mommy Confessions.
"Close your mouth. Did you swallow it?
But pouring burning hot sauce on her 7-year-old son's tongue also landed her in front of a jury who convicted Beegley of child abuse Tuesday.
"It's been a long ordeal, and I'm sure that this is, it's quite upsetting."
Her defense attorney told the jury she turned to Dr. Phil out of pure frustration, desperate to help her out-of-control adopted son.
"She's a loving, caring mother, and she had a child who had some behavioral problems that she was doing her best to deal with."
But prosecutors said Beegley abused the boy just to get on the show.
"I do not think that this punishment would have occurred had the Dr. Phil show not called and said, please tell us how angry of a mom you are, and not only tell us, but show us."
The punishment for the boy who came to Alaska from Russia included a freezing cold shower.
"You are to do what you are told.
all for throwing pencils at school and then lying about it. Beagley also admitted she would make the boy do jumping jacks to the point of exhaustion.
We've tried a lot of different things to punish the kids.
She is going to regular counseling with her boys to try and be a better mom and to try and help them with their issues.
Jessica Beagley, who has six children, will be sentenced on Monday. She faces up to a year in prison and a $10,000 fine. She will keep custody of the child in question because Child Protective Services came to the home and found no reason to remove that child.
That's right. But there are some people who feel that hot saucing is a form of punishment, but not necessarily child abuse. But apparently the jury does not agree with that.
Right. There are people on both sides of this. But thank God she's getting counseling and trying to fix this problem. I mean, that's the important thing, I think, right now.
It is.
One of the other important things is to understand what you get when you adopt a child from Russia. 51 past the hour.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Crisis management, part of the scenario that Michael Levine, who runs the Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, he deals with this all the time. Celebrities, people who have come to him over the years for public relations help, all part of his experience and the fodder for conversation. As we look at some of the names this week from the charts, the list of things that are going on, the stories about people, et cetera, et cetera. Michael also responsible for the LBN Alert, which is a great way to keep yourself abreast of what's going on in the world, every aspect of news in the world, lbnalert.com. So the resignation of Steve Jobs, how Apple deals with it from the PR point of view. The market didn't like the news. Stock price of Apple went down, I think, 9% the day the announcement was made. What do they do to sell the fact the company's not going to fall apart?
Well, I'll tell you what we do right after I tell you what we don't do.
All right. And
here's what we don't
do.
We do not, underlined all capitals italic, we do not try and make the new CEO a Steve Jobs look-alike, sound-alike. Because Steve Jobs is a once-in-a-lifetime person.
Mm-hmm.
Think of him, if you will, as Mozart. You don't create another person like that or try to create another person like that. So this gentleman, the new CEO, Tom Cook, brilliant, tough, quiet, secretive, very unlike Jobs, not the charismatic force. The worst thing in the world is for him to try and start wearing blue jeans and turtlenecks and trying to pretend that he has that charisma, that allure, that iconic feel.
Mm-hmm.
He should not do that. Okay, now, what do you do? Well, the first thing you do is you stay relentlessly on offense. In other words, you increase your marketing. You increase your feeling that you are not in retreat, but actually on offense. Does the number one, what you don't do, and the number one, what you do do.
All right. There's the man who knows. Michael Levine is here with us. We're talking about people who need perhaps some help or understanding when it comes to how to make sure that your brand, and you've written about this in any of those 18 books that you wrote, the brand is what's important and the stability of it. Oh, they all know that, though, don't you think, or have they made any mistakes?
The capacity of brilliant people to behave stupid or foolishly in the area of perception is almost unlimited. I could write 100 books on examples of companies and people, human beings, who have done exactly the wrong thing at exactly the wrong moment.
Yeah. All right, so then let's talk about Dick Cheney's book and him, a guy who always needed better PR because, in my opinion, he was always his own worst enemy. Not a good guy, not a good human being. His wife loves him. Maybe you can say that about him. I used to like him. I used to think he was a good guy, but he changed or seemingly changed a lot when he became the chief at Halliburton. Bloodthirsty is the way I describe him now, and this book seems to reflect that. What do you know about the book that is coming out next week, Michael?
Well, that it is profoundly unapologetic, that it is almost not as much a defense as an in-your-face repeating of your beliefs and your facts. Dick Cheney will go down in history as a quite unpopular, unlikable vice president. On the other hand, we must remember that nobody could have ever believed on September 12th, 2001, that we would not be hit again. So, while Dick Cheney will never... should never open up a charm school. His approach, albeit extremely unlikable, many of the things that he did or chose to encourage were very effective on this war on terror, which was the very central problem of our time at that moment.
Pretty interesting. But, you know, why do you have to keep repeating it is the question. After it's over, it's over. He still, I mean, maybe he'll make a few bucks on this book.
Oh, God, yes. Sure he will.
Yeah. All right. Story of Dick Cheney and Steve Jobs. We reflect in our moments with Michael Levine, the communication office in Los Angeles called LCO. It's lcoonline.com. And his daily news gathering blog is lbnelert.com. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.